And the first bill we have for public hearing is 2680. John, you want to give us a little rundown?
Mr. Chair, this is a very simple bill. What it basically says is that it extends the period of validity for a driver's license, vehicle registration, or for registration plates for members of the National Guard or military reservists that have been ordered to active duty and are deployed outside the United States. The extension would extend to a period of 90 days following the expiration of their active duty. It would also provide that no one could be charged with the offense of failing to renew a license or registration, that such charges would automatically be dismissed if it involved one of these individuals.
Okay, thanks, John. I have no one signed up to testify on this bill. 2680s. Anyone want to testify? Close the hearing on 2680 and open the work session. Members, I'd like a motion to pass this to the floor with a few questions.
I will move. So move.
Thank you. Representative Boone moves that we pass 2680 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Mike, it's time to call the roll.
Representative Thatcher? Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Excuse me. Oh.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Brewer?
Excused.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative
Hunt? Aye. Aye. And please let the record show that Representative Thatcher is excused also.
I've got some.
Carrier?
Oh, do we need a carrier?
You doing consent?
I think we could just do consent.
You mean nobody wants to take credit for this one?
I mean,
Let's let Nelson do it. Nelson do it. We'll just do that.
I'll be happy to do it, Mr. Chair. If she defers, I'll be happy to do it.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll put you down then. It's the backup, Representative Hunt. Okay, we'll open a hearing on 2741. And John, a little summary.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, we've heard this bill before. It's been introduced by folks representing the rental car industry, seeking to have the option of getting registration for their vehicles either on an annual or biennial registration period. I believe Mr. Gardner has some amendments to share with us related to the bill.
Mr. Chair, members of
the
committee,
Dash 1 amendments that you all have.
Mm-hmm. We would commend the Dash 1 amendments to your attention. These were brought to us by ODOT to basically make their job a little bit easier on the renewal side. So the first provision there on page 1, lines 14 through 20, was inserted by legislative counsel simply to make sure that you had a correct calendaring sequence in terms of when these would expire. The provision that ODOT requested appears on the amendments page 2, lines 23 through 27, and the effect of that is to say that regardless of which period you choose for registration for a new vehicle, whether you opt for the one-year period, two-year period, or the four-year period, whichever you choose for that initial registration for a new vehicle used by a rental car company, if you renew it, you have to do it like everybody else for a two-year period. And the reason is that that doesn't require them to set up a separate tracking system, and it basically pulls down the burden on the agency, and we think that's a fair thing to do to make their life as easy as possible. There is one other clarification which was brought to me today by ODOT, and what I would propose to do is to simply read that into the record as legislative history and then seek a minor clarification on the Senate side to document that. And that is that this bill is intended only to apply to vehicles purchased by rental car companies, which are, in fact, passenger motor vehicles, passenger cars, not forklifts or, you know, whatever else, but passenger cars. So that's that was all our intent all along, and this we would simply clarify that for the record, and then with your indulgence, we propose to make that clarification amendment, and ODOT's fine with us doing that on the Senate side. So we would commend to your attention, again, the dash ones, and if those are accepted, we'd suggest that you consider sending the bill to the floor.
Questions, Jim?
Passenger cars and vans.
May I have my expert from ODOT here up to... Yes.
No worries.
Oh, sorry. There's a definition.
Chair Gilman, members of the committee, Robin Freeman from the Oregon Department of Transportation. It would be motor vehicle as defined under 803.420 sub 1, very specifically. And yes.
And one other thing on the dash one amendment, line 8, I noticed that we're talking about annual registrations valid for 1 year. Just want to kind of point out the redundancy in that.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I realize we don't have a fiscal impact statement yet. Do we have a sense? Is this?
It's minor. That's why we Mr. Chair, Representative Hunt, we one of the reasons we are suggesting the change in the dash ones is because if you had 1 year renewals, which would be different, you know, they'd have to require a new field in the computer and a whole new deal and a whole system. This is I don't know what the number is, but I know it's within what some of us call the budget dust category. It's very, very low.
Could you define budget dust without saying
I think I heard the number somewhere in the range of 10 to 20,000. But and then there is a $5 fee, or excuse me, a $1 fee, which we've tacked on, which hopefully will, you know, will be in the range of compensating for that.
Jim, and this just occurred to me. You put the $1 in because that's what you estimated it was going to be.
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Do we have a mechanism to go back and look at that in a couple of years to be sure?
Mr. Chair, we will commit to you that we'd be delighted to do that. Hertz will be glad to bring that back to this committee and see if it's the right level.
Okay. Good. Any other questions? Thank you. Anyone else to testify on 2741? I close the public hearing and open a work session on 2741.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2741.
Representative Beyer moves the dash one amendments to 2741. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2741 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Oh, Representative Beyer moves House Bill 2741 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Bruin?
Excused.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Excused.
Representative Byer?
Aye.
Chair Gilman?
Aye. Thank you. Sam Byer, do you want to carry this bill? Or?
Sure, I'll okay. be happy to.
Perfect. We'll open a hearing on House Bill 2825.
It's coming up.
Yeah. John, you want to give us a quick summary?
Mr. Chair, essentially what this bill does is it allows motorhome and travel trailer specialty plates and all Oregon Trail commemorative plates to be transferred to another vehicle without having to convert to being a customized plate and pay a custom plate type fee.
Thank you. And Robin Freeman.
Good afternoon, Chair Gilman, members of the committee, Robin Freeman, Oregon Department of Transportation. This bill allows motorhomes and travel trailer specialty plates, as well as all Oregon Trail plates, to be transferred without having to convert them to custom registration and pay the additional costs. Last session, Senate Bill 508 was passed, and it was intended to streamline DMV's plate registration process by lessening the number of plates, license plates available that simply were not selling. This included the specialty plates for motorhomes and travel trailers, and those specialty plates are Crater Lake plates, salmon plates, and cultural plates. It also removed the language that allowed Oregon Trail plates to be transferred from vehicle to vehicle. The changes from the previous legislation caused a plate transfer restriction that is burdensome to the public and very costly to DMV. The change from last session does not allow a customer to transfer their motorhome or travel trailer specialty plates, so any Oregon trail plates, unless they are willing to convert the plates to custom registration and pay a $50 fee. The law states that plates not currently being issued by DMV can only be transferred if they are converted to custom registration plates, those plates specifically. This bill removes the plate transaction restriction on discontinued specialty plates and allows customers who have already purchased them to transfer them to another vehicle. The motorhome and travel trailer specialty plates, as well as all Oregon Trail plates, would be allowed to be transferred without converting to custom registration. Without this bill, DMV will be required to make computer changes to record custom plates that have seven-digit configurations, such as the specialty plates and the Oregon Trail camper plates. The current computer programming can only accommodate a six-digit custom plate configuration. The system changes needed to allow for a seven-digit configuration are estimated to cost approximately $450,000. And this is to accommodate a very small group of individuals and plates. This bill is needed to allow the customers to continue to transfer their specialty plates and eliminate the need for costly, time-consuming system changes for DMV. We ask your support of this bill.
Thanks, Robin. Questions?
I have no further questions. I want to thank Ms. Friedman for taking the time yesterday to sit down with me and go through this. I had some questions. For example, there was nothing in this bill that said this was limited to RVs and motorhomes, but she did follow up, and it's quite clear to me now that indeed it is. In fact, there's
through a definition in the law.
It's a note under 805-205 that says the 2000 law is strict. I mean, it's very clear. It took out motorhome and travel trailers. So I appreciate you following up on that very much. It clarified everything for me.
Chair Gilman, Representative Burley, thank you for asking those questions because it helped me understand the bill a little bit better.
Yes, Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As long as we're here, not so much a question about this bill, but recognizing all the people that are moving into Representative Burley's district, at some point we're going to have to go to seven digits. Has the department already started to anticipate when that would occur and how we'd get our computer system there? I thought you're not allowed to call on her.
Chair Gilman, Representative Hunt, I have the opportunity to call on my expert. If I could have Lana Cully join me at the table. No, other folks can't call her.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Lana Cully with ODOT DMV Vehicle Programs Manager. I'm not sure what you mean by we'll have to go to seven digits because they're moving into his district. So.
Oh, I'm just talking about he happens to have a very high growth district as my county is as well. Yeah, I mean, just with the general population growth, I assume we're going to have to be at some point accommodating seven digit plates.
For passenger plates, no, we do not. Well, at least not until after I retire, we don't have to. We have about at least 30 years worth of for that series, yeah.
Great. You have anticipated that. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else to testify on 2825? Not too many people. Well, close the public hearing on 2825 and open a work session on 2825.
Mr. Chair, I'd move that we move House Bill 2825 to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Hunt moves 2825 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
No, I was just glad he made the motion, Mr. Chair, because I didn't want to carry another bill.
But you know who's going to get you.
Thank you, Representative Beyer.
Mike, if you would,
call the roll. I think Burley's carrying. Yes.
Representative Burley?
Excuse.
Representative Burley?
Aye.
Representative Hunt?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Excused.
Representative Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Chair Gilman?
Aye. Yes, Representative Hunt. I was tempted. We've got these two absentees. Let it be known that next time they'll be the ones carrying the bills that we pass.
No, I think that's a good example.
You think so?
Representative Bruin.
Okay. We'll let Representative Bruin carry the bill. I hope you don't mind us stealing them.
Not at all.
Anything else to come before the committee?
Now, one thing, and that is, reminder, we're meeting in Bend next Friday. At this point, your committee staff has been assuming that you are all going to find your way over there in some way, and we have not arranged for any kind of communal transport situation. So we're assuming that you're all driving over, either carpooling amongst yourselves or individually. If that changes, let us know, because Mike and I are taking a cargo van over there with the sound system in it, and it only has two seats, as some of you are aware that have been out on the road before. So if someone needs us to get you a state car or something, let us know so that we can arrange for it for you.
Yeah, and with that, let's talk about the next away trip too. We have a school day for April 22nd. So we will not be in session on that day. And I'm proposing that we go to Paisley on the 21st. I want to hear your response to that. For Representative Burley and I, it's fine, we're kind of closer to home. But some of you, you're going to have to consider that you've got to get back to your district.
Quite a way. That morning in my district.
It's too far for that.
It would be too far. Paisley is 250 miles from Salem. It is about 50 miles north of Lakeview.
Yeah, it's almost in Lakeview. Yeah.
You just as well go to Lakeview.
And it's not all freeway. Not all freeway.
There's hardly any of it.
I probably wouldn't be able to do it on that day then.
Okay.
It would be difficult for me to do. I mean, I'm a little closer.
Because you'd go to Eugene, right, yeah.
But it would be difficult.
Springfield,
so,
excuse me.
So if you change the date or the place.
We'll take this into consideration, and of course we've got two more people that aren't here today that I need to talk to. So I'll hopefully make up my mind by the middle of next week, though.
I think Representative Byron and I might be able to rearrange our schedule if we could count on your vote on the set entire bill.
Right.
Just out of ask, Mr.
Let the record show he shook his head.
This is a very good learning experience. Just witnessed a little give and take.
Okay, anything else? It's adjourned. Thank you all for